In Afghanistan, there's growing pressure on the U.S. military to do something about the drug trade. Many Afghan farmers grow poppies, and the increasing trade in opium and heroin produced from Afghan poppies is widely seen as a threat to the country's weak central government. The U.S. military is the only force in Afghanistan powerful enough to take on the challenge. But cracking down on drugs is specifically excluded from the military's mission in Afghanistan. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Troops from the 317th Cavalry, 10th Mountain Division, are confiscating ammunition found on a nighttime mission near Kandahar. The soldiers' routine includes area patrols, site-specific visits, and random vehicle checkpoints. First Lieutenant Ross Burkhoff says when troops stop cars, they rarely find seizable weapons. But he says they sometimes find drugs.
Oh, yeah. But we have to sort of look the other way on that one. It's not our jurisdiction.
As military spokesperson Major Richard Sader makes clear, the U.S.-led mission in Afghanistan is focused on one thing, stopping terrorism.
That's our primary mission. Certainly we're concerned about the reports about poppy farming and that sort of thing, but that's more a concern for the central government of Afghanistan rather than the coalition.
With poppy production now in almost all of Afghanistan's provinces and last year's drug profits matching the gross national product, the Afghan government is indeed concerned. President Hamid Karzai said recently the opium trade will ruin the country. Finance Minister Ashraf Ghani spells out how.
It could undermine the peace process. It could rob us of our future. And it could result in financing of terrorism that would threaten the region and the world.
Arguing that a key coalition goal, the stability of Afghanistan, is at stake, Ghani personally asked Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz to turn at least part of the U.S. military's might to the task of fighting drugs. United Nations drug officials also want U.S. military help. So does the U.K. Tony Blair has raised the issue with President Bush. Tim Gurney, Deputy Chief of Mission at the British Embassy in Kabul, says it would be particularly helpful if the military would supply intelligence.
That if they do come across perhaps laboratories, drug processing laboratories, they can either do something about it or pass that information on to another group who could do something about it.
Some U.S. officials in Kabul are lobbying for that as well, searching for hard evidence of links between terrorism and the drug trade to convince U.S. leaders that fighting drug fits the current military mission. But even a commitment on intelligence sharing has been difficult to get approved by the Pentagon. Many observers in Afghanistan say that's in part because the U.S. might be forced to face up to the fact that some of its local allies also deal drugs. Over tea and hard candies, one of Kandahar's military commanders, Shah Wali Khan, estimates he earns $60,000 a year from tenant farmers who plant poppies on his land. That's after the farmers and the local mullah each take their share. His farmers cut open the poppy flower's center to gather raw opium gum. Khan sells that to whomever comes by, offering the best price, but keeps enough around to nibble on whenever he feels under the weather. He also, when asked, sends some of his 700 militiamen out to help the Americans.
They say to us that you are familiar with your people, with your culture, everything. For that reason, they ask us to go with us, we go with them.
American commanders say local Afghans are the eyes and ears of many operations, including security around U.S. bases. Officials also admit the coalition's relationship with many local commanders or warlords are very sensitive. British diplomat Tim Gurney.
It's well known that there are warlords in Afghanistan who may be involved in narcotics, who have got private armies and quite powerful private armies. We're not talking about people with a couple of pistols. We're talking about people with heavy weapons, tanks and field artillery and all sorts of stuff.
Gurney says using the military directly to bust drug operations wouldn't be as useful in the long run as slowly building up the Afghan police and court systems. But Mohammad Reza Amirkizi, head of the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime in Afghanistan, argues even a few limited operations against drug labs, for example, would send a message to drug dealers.
They would know that the coalition has changed its mission statement and next is going to deal with the traffickers' convoys. and for any, with any illegal activity.
The Pentagon does have money allocated this fiscal year for anti-narcotic work in Afghanistan. Exactly how it will be spent is a subject of intense speculation. Emily Harris, NPR News.